auto ship or auto renewal. And this applies to anything. So anything that you're selling right now that you can sell more than once, put on auto ship. And you see lots and lots of businesses offering this because they are aware that if they can get somebody to pay more than one time for the same product or service, then they will not have a customer acquisition cost the second time or any time after that because the customer has already an existing customer. All right, we are almost to the end. I know we've been talking about this for a bit, but this is so important because this is all about figuring out what are the types of companies we're going to buy. And so you'll never run out of ideas if you do the exercises that we're going through here. You'll have an almost infinite number of categories of businesses to buy, but you'll also have, once you go through and look at each of the categories, a multiple of that, because under each category, you'll find 10, 50, 100, 500 companies that fit that particular category. So this exercise is really, really important, and that's why we spend a lot of time on it. Also, this document, this tool, this acquisition wheel is one of the most robust tools that I have created in all of this program because it gets used over and over and over. You'll use it once a quarter or once a year as you revisit the kinds of companies and categories you can buy, as you revisit the companies under each category of company, because there's always new companies that are coming about. And so I just find it to be continually delightfully surprising how many new things show up, even in the list of categories, because so much is happening in terms of innovation at any given time. So that said, we are to our final category here. We are in category 7. We've gone all the way around the acquisition wheel, and now we're finally talking about MRR for capital. So if you recall, this section talks about when you want resources to come that are going to increase the value of your company and increase the customer experience, this is called capital. And so one of the easiest ways to appeal to those who have capital, particularly if it's money, that the capital in the form of money, is to have some sort of ability to reduce the risk that they perceive when they're either investing in your company, that's investment of cash or capital, or they're loaning capital to a company. So if you're going out trying to get loans or credit or things like that. So when you are doing that, if you can say, well, the risk in my company is lower because I am guaranteed to have a continuing revenue stream because the products or services that I sell, people either consume or need continuous access to on a continual basis. Therefore, I don't have to make new sales every month to have money coming in. Every single month, I'm going to have a certain amount of recurring revenue that continues to come in as these customers use the products or services that I've got. So when we're talking about recurring revenue, it generally comes in two different forms. It can come in monthly or it can come in annually. And sometimes it could come in weekly too, but most common it's MRR for monthly recurring revenue, people who are paying monthly for a lot of the categories of things we're going to talk about in a second, or annual recurring revenue, meaning that it's an annual contract they pay once a year. So the longer that you've got recurring revenue coming in, the more valuable your company will be. So one of the things that we look to acquire when we're thinking about how do we increase the value of our company, how do we make it more attractive to investors, how do we give it a higher value for us in the event that we might want to sell, how can we get access to greater lines of credit and loans, it's to reduce the risk to all those people that we would be dealing with by having recurring revenue. So let's talk about some of the types. One of my favorites is auto ship or auto renewal. And this applies to anything. So anything that you're selling right now that you can sell more than once, put on auto ship. And you see lots and lots of businesses offering this because they are aware that if they can get somebody to pay more than one time for the same product or service, then they will not have a customer acquisition cost the second time or any time after that because the customer has already an existing customer. So let me give you an example. If you're selling a product that you sell for $30 and you have a manufacturing cost of $10, and it costs you $10 in ads or whatever else to get a customer, that means that you'll make a profit of $10. So you've got a $30 price minus $10 that it costs to create that product, the cost of goods sold. That's going to leave you 30 minus 10 is $20 of profit. Now you got $20 of profit, but it costs you $10 to get somebody to buy it, to get a customer. That's your customer acquisition cost. So that $20 profit, now you have to take $10 customer acquisition cost off of it. Now that gives you a $10 profit. Great. If next month they buy it again, and let's say that it has the same cost, so they're paying $30, the same price, and it has the same cost, which was $10. That's $30 minus the $10 cost is a $20 profit. But now we don't have the $10 acquisition cost. Then your profit now is $20 instead of $10. It's literally 100% more, double what it was the first month, because the customer acquisition cost is going away. Okay. If they then buy the third month, it's $20. The fourth month, it's $20, and so on. If you have a subscription product or a continual auto ship product, then eliminating that customer acquisition cost can be the difference between being profitable and not profitable. If you can get them just to buy that second month, you've liquidated the customer acquisition cost. The profit's literally doubled in the example that I gave you, and that's not uncommon at all. So I'll give you a kind of off-the-wall example of auto ship, and that is for dog food, right? So for dog food, I have a friend of mine, Lori Taylor, that owned a company. I don't know if I think she may have sold it now, called True Dog. And she was not able to make money at that business. And when she added auto ship, she did this True Dog Dog Love Club, I think it was called. And she gave free shipping, but required you to go on auto ship. And that made all the difference for her. It changed the whole business, because the reorders of people, because it was so expensive to acquire a customer, that the reorders then were able to make it profitable for her. Another example is a friend of mine, Randy, that owned a company selling salmon patties. He was selling salmon patties and for people that want omega-3. And then he realized that he could also sell, that those people didn't want to eat salmon patties every day and every night, so he would also sell supplements. And he was selling omega oil supplements and salmon patties. And he wisely started selling the supplements on auto ship so that you could get them every month. But he never thought to do it with the patties themselves. But he had reorders very, very regularly from his customers. And so he realized, when we talked about his business and said, you know, you could do auto ship on the patties too, that he's just like, I can't believe I've been leaving about 50% more, 100% more profits that I could be getting if I had just thought to do that. Because just having them order that one extra month on auto ship makes all the difference in profitability. So auto ship can apply to salmon patties. It's been applied to cars by Porsche and Cadillac. It's been applied to phones by Apple. It's been applied to shoes by Nike. It's been applied to everything that you can think of. Auto ship is a wonderful thing. So if you don't have an auto ship product right now, acquiring a company that has one, or acquiring a product or service that does auto ship, can make a huge difference. Memberships apply as well. So any kind of subscription that you might have, a membership site, membership to a club, membership like American Express, where you get a card and an ability to do something with that card, membership like Costco has, memberships can be very, very valuable. Software as a service, acquiring software is huge. As long as you can acquire it at the right price, if you can acquire it no money out of pocket using some of the strategies we talk about, those companies will always be providing a continuing access for a continuing fee to their customers. And because SaaS companies are in very, very much favor right now in the investment banking world, they're valued typically at a multiple of their revenue, their recurring revenue, not a multiple of their profit. So that's a really amazing opportunity. Also, rebuy consumables. So anything that you could acquire that people consume, whether it might be Water or toothpaste to me is a great example, because that's something that if you get a consumer on your toothpaste, they're going to stay there for a very, very long time unless you screw it up totally. And toothpaste is something that most people who brush their teeth every single day and hopefully twice a day are using. And so it's constantly going away and constantly needs to be replaced. And that is a wonderful consumable to own. So maybe you own a dental practice, or maybe you own a teeth whitening company or something like that. Whatever replaceable consumable thing that you could acquire to also offer your customers can have a dramatic increase on your profitability and your ability to attract capital. Repeating services. Any service that you know that a customer might use again and again that you could acquire and add to your business is going to increase the value of your business pretty dramatically. So this could be very, very simple. Like if you're a landscaping company right now and you acquire a lawn mowing service, let's say that you do landscape design, that's generally a one-time thing. And maybe you're doing it for hospitals and commercial buildings and things like that. Well, once it's done, that landscape design exists. And so maybe they'll come back once in a while to tweak it, but they kind of get it at that point. Now, the thing that you know, though, is that they're going to have to take care of it. So you could add a lawn mowing service. You could add a tree trimming service. You could add a flower updating and planting service. And all of those would be things that they would pay for on a monthly basis, because you got to maintain the stuff once it's done. So that could dramatically increase the profitability and the value of your business, also making it easier for you to get capital when you need it. And then also subscriptions. So subscriptions, anything people could subscribe to, whether it's a paid newsletter like the one I've got here, or it is a service like Netflix or Apple TV, or it's an internet service provider, or it's a software as a service, or it's a magazine or books or an online membership site, any of those things are going to be great because they're monthly recurring revenue or annual recurring revenue. And if you can acquire something that has that feature, it will dramatically increase the value of your business. Hey, Roland Frazier here. If you're looking for a way to grow your business exponentially, to get more customers and ultimately increase your wealth, there's no faster way to do it than to acquire other businesses that already have the customers, products, services, teams, and media that you want. If you want to double your sales, just acquire a company that has the same sales as yours. It sounds simple, but far too many people end up starting new businesses that fail and forget that they could skip all the hard stuff and just acquire one that already exists. There's a reason why private equity firms, family offices, big companies like Apple, Google, and some of the smartest entrepreneurs on the planet do not start new businesses from scratch. They acquire already successful businesses. And when they do it, they instantly increase their sales, their profits. If they want market share, they increase that. They can get new products and services to offer all instantly. Hey, look, 90% of new businesses fail. 90%. Why not acquire an already successful business and increase your chances of success by 900%? What most people don't realize is you can acquire highly profitable businesses with no money out of your own pocket in pretty much any country in the world, regardless of your credit, and without having to go find a bunch of investors or needing any experience. Look, I've been acquiring businesses for over 30 years now, and I cover the whole process in my Epic Investing Strategy Training, and I want to give it to you 100% free. Just visit businesslunchpodcast.com/epic to get your free access to my Epic Investing Training right now while it's available.